I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. As Pakistani minorities were violently targeted last week, the Christian community needs the prayers of the global church. And did you know that today is World Day for Social Justice? We'll tell you what that means for our ministry in Cambodia coming up. But first, last week's spate of terrorist attacks in Pakistan are said to be the worst in years. In just 5 days, over 100 lives were lost. Because Pakistan believes Afghanistan is harboring the terrorists afflicting their nation, they shut down the border. But Bruce Allen of FMI says often ISIS-aligned terrorist groups within the country act upon orders from outside. As long as these attacks continue without large-scale repercussions, though, an undercurrent of persecution will continue.
When, as a culture, the people are seeing that, hey, terrorism is tolerated, they begin to believe that that's an acceptable form of dealing with problems. And so if a Muslim has an issue with a Christian, they'll use the bullying tactics of terrorism to try and discriminate or persecute the believers.
And yet the hardship has caused Christians to grow in their faith and in their hope, and their neighbors want to know why.
Even though a government may be closed to the gospel, even though a culture may be resistant, that doesn't mean that individual hearts are closed. People are clamoring for hope. They want light. They want to know what is true and what really works.
Want to get behind the Pakistani church? We'll show you how at missionnews.org. And then Counterpoint Research recently announced that India has now surpassed the United States as the second largest smartphone market in the world, with over 225 million active smartphone users. Now, these stats have unique implications for the future of missions in India, so says J.P. Sundararajan with Audio Scripture Ministries. He says they're being proactive.
We believe that in 3 years, most of the people that we work with will have smartphones. Even if they are still non-literate, they will have access to smartphones. And so one of the things we've been talking about is maybe what if we could create an app that could stream recordings of God's word in people's heart languages into their communities.
One thing that would make ASM's app different is the potential for community building. If somebody in India is listening to God's word and has a question, they can send ASM their question on the app, and ASM would respond in a podcast on the app.
So our one-way communication now becomes a two-way street, and kind of a wonderful way of looking at it, the way I see it, is we're kind of creating a virtual church of sorts for people who don't really feel like they belong to the larger body.
Here's where you come in.
Pray for the team that's doing this. Pray for our team in India and for me as we kind of communicate to this team in Milwaukee how we want to see this developed.
And finally, it's the World Day for Social Justice, and in a remote village in Cambodia, a little boy and his sisters have become warriors for change. Kendra Szabo of Food for the Hungry shares the story of Heen Nimal, a 7-year-old advocate who cares about his community.
He lives in Cambodia, where a lot of the things that we think of as common knowledge are not. Hun was able to go to school where he learned these basic principles and really took to them. He had two younger sisters. They returned home to their family and became almost warriors in their community for this idea of good health and sanitation.
Heen and his sisters built a latrine, started washing their dishes, and even planted a vegetable garden at home. And the new habits are truly life-changing for communities.
They create health, general well-being, and they do alleviate a lot of certain diseases. And when you stop things like that, then you have a higher rate of children going to school. You have a lower crime rate. You have a higher job rate, a higher rate of secondary education. Those children then are able to really take hold of their communities and change them for the better.
Always, at the heart of Food for the Hungry's work is the gospel.
We do all these things as we give them up to Christ. We're always there because of Christ.
And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or you can podcast us at iTunes or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.